everyone, and welcome to episode 62 of K-Drama Convos. So if you listened to our last episode, which we've not recorded yet, we're recording these out of order, we haven't gone there yet, but we would have been in Jersey, like we mentioned.
Yeah.
We're going on vacation.
And we'll be there for over two different weekends.
Yeah, so, well, actually, no. When this episode is going up, we'll be back from Jersey, and we'll be at the Renaissance.
Right.
So, we're pretty busy this coming week.
Yeah.
We're going on vacation, then we're going to Renaissance Fair, and, like, a lot of stuff's happening. But hopefully we enjoyed ourselves.
Right.
I don't know. Let's hope so, because
I'm sure we did.
We haven't left yet. We're recording this Thursday, and we leave Saturday. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we enjoyed ourselves. but today we are talking about the second to last K-drama we are watching for our year-long challenge. Mm-hmm. So this one was obviously our watch for September. To think that it's going to be October really soon is crazy.
Yeah.
What the heck happened? But if you don't already know, our year challenge, we broke it. What? It's so funny.
You've been living under a rock.
Oh my gosh, shut up. So we broke it in, you know, out of 12 months, we broke it in half. So we had two lists of six dramas. One of them was all Korean, which were
Different genres.
And the other list was regions. So we watched a drama from six different regions, all Asian. Mm-hmm. And so, obviously, this month we were on our... And we flip back and forth each month between the two lists. So this month was Korean, and we decided on comedy, which was Racket Boys.
And I am so glad chose this one. It's a shame it took us so long to get to it.
How did that... Why?
I don't know.
When did this air? Okay, this aired May to August 2021. So over...
Last year.
Over a year ago.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, actually almost exactly to where it ended. A year ago. And I remember... And it came out on Netflix. And I remember watching, like, Netflix's, like, trailer, like, that they have on the... what you call it? Like, not, like, on Netflix itself. They'll, like, auto... I hate freaking Netflix's thing.
Oh, yeah,
autoplay, like, trailers and stuff, and it's such a pain. You have to mute it if you want to scroll through shows because it wants to try and play it. But I remember watching the trailer. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that looks fun.
Oh, and we were excited to see the same actor.
From Camilla.
From Camilla and from... Crash Landing. Played the soldier in Crash Landing?
What?
What do you mean, what? Really? You didn't remember that?
No way.
Yeah, I remember didn't he play the youngest soldier? North Korean soldier.
Oh my gosh, how did I not remember that?
You didn't remember that? Oh my gosh.
Dude, I forgot. Wait,
yes.
Right.
But that was one of the things that
I loved him in that.
That was one of the reasons why in 2021 we're like, oh,
like
we need to watch
16
that.
16 when he played that role. Okay, sorry. I forgot. Okay. And like we said, this was from last year.
So it took us a while to get to it.
It did, but one thing I noted was that if we hadn't picked it as our watch for this, or like challenge, I don't think we'd ever get to it.
Yeah.
So.
And it wouldn't have been because we didn't want to see it.
No.
It's just there's so much content out there.
We have a constant, like, what we call a running list.
Yeah, and our list gets longer and longer. And then the things that have been on the list the longest, we just probably will never get to.
Sometimes we just forget about them, honestly, even if they are very good dramas.
Right, exactly.
So I am so glad
that
we actually managed to watch this drama.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the biggest differences with this drama is that it is set in middle school, which... Middle school in Korea...
This would have been 8th and 9th graders.
kind. Well, what? See, their school systems around the world are completely different. So us from the U.S., since they're playing 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Which, no, you'd be a 10th grader. Wouldn't you? 15, 16, 17, maybe. 18?
You might
You'd be a 9th or 10th grader.
Right.
It's that, if I remember correctly, I might be wrong, I think high school in Korea is typically only three years.
Yeah.
Even 10, 11, 12. Even in the U.S., it's inconsistent. So, like you said, sometimes middle school is 6, 7, 8. Sometimes it's only 7, 8. Like,
sometimes,
you know,
yeah, it's
Yeah, it's
different.
Weird even in the U.S.
It depends on the school.
Yeah, exactly. So, in the show, most of them are supposed to be playing 16-year-olds.
Yeah, so I had to think, I couldn't think middle school, because there's no way that any, well, most of them.
No, yeah.
Couldn't, but, look to, because when I think middle school in my brain.
Right,
I think like 12 and 13-year-olds.
Right, which isn't.
So I just had to think, okay, they're 16-year-olds.
Well, 12, 13-year-olds, 12-year-olds are still in elementary, though. Isn't 12?
No. Caleb is 12, and he's in 7th grade.
No, but he's ahead of
grade. That's middle school. Yes, he's ahead. But
see, 6th grade sometimes isn't. So
I just thought, okay. 16.
Which,
who cares what grade that is?
Yeah,
they're 16.
Cares? What are they? 16. Exactly. Yeah. And it was funny, because we were constantly talking about this, like, ridiculously. Yeah. So, was the actors and actresses' ages, like, in real life versus their characters?
Mm-hmm.
And because this was 2021, this is not, they're now a year older, but the ages I'm going to list off real quick just for reference
the year, how old they are now?
No, or how old they are
when they played the role.
When they came out.
Okay.
They might have even been, depending when filming was done, depending when their birthday hits, they could have even been younger than that. I just did what they were, how old they were in 2021.
Oh, okay.
Not
gotcha.
Worrying about the month. Okay. So, Hae Kong was, so I'm going to go off their character names, was 18. I personally think he was pretty darn convincing.
For an 18-year-old, yes.
He was pretty convincing to play someone who's around 16. That made sense to me. So, Bong was 19. He was...
I had the hardest time believing he was 16.
He was the hardest one.
He was the hardest one.
I think it was partly just his face structure.
Yes.
Yeah. That made it seem that it was hard to believe. And how they styled his hair. We noted that he was the only one styled without bangs.
Mm-hmm.
Which bangs, for some reason, will a lot of time make people look younger.
Yes.
And I just thought that was interesting. So, though this is funny, actually. Though Wu Chan, he was also 19. I would have guessed he was younger than Bong, but he wasn't. Like,
right, same age.
Same age.
Yeah.
And he, I found even more convincing that he was a 16-year-old.
It was the shape of his face.
It was.
Definitely.
Totally. But also, for all of them, it was also their mannerisms and how they interacted with each other. I personally think was quite convincing for 16-year-olds.
Mm.
At least I think so. In Seoul was 18. I thought he was like 17, 16 when he played it. But no, he was, you know, he was the same age as Hae Kong. I would have guessed he was a year younger. Just
yeah.
I think it's just because of his face shape, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yong-tae was 12. Like, I mean, he was playing a 15-year-old because he was the year younger
right,
in school.
Right.
That's just like, dude, that is so impressive for a 12-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
But that also gives you sort of a little picture of how much he'll change between now and when he's 18.
I know, right? That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then Se-yoon was 17. So she was, like, basically
playing
her
age.
And she, you know, yeah, that too. And then Hansol, which I wish I could remember if she was supposed to be in the same grade or one below. I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure she and Se-yoon were in the same grade.
She was 15. So she was actually a little, she was like Yong-tae. She was just a little bit younger.
within a year of the role that she was playing. So
I think one thing they obviously did a very good job of is they casted actual teenagers to play actual teenagers. Yes. Like,
I like that. Love that they did that.
I know. Like, it, what, of course.
Like, I have no problem with Hwang In-yup playing a high schooler. That's fine.
He barely gets away with it. Does he even?
But there's no way he could have gotten away with playing a 16-year-old.
No, he gets away with 18. That's about it.
Yeah. So
like, he doesn't even get away.
They
with
needed
18.
to cast younger obviously, actors to
yes.
do this.
And also, like with Woo Chan, it can depend on how you style them,
right?
And also, like we said, how their face structure, like. With Bong versus Woo Chan, like, Bong had very much more... He didn't have his round, quote-unquote, baby-looking face. Right.
But didn't we see a picture of him in...
Oh, in All of Us Are Dead.
Which was later.
No,
and
it was...
Oh, it was
more
before.
Recently. It was after this one, yes.
And, in other words, he was a little older. And
he
older.
Had...
He was styled with bangs.
It made him look younger.
Made him look more like a high school student.
Mm-hmm,
absolutely.
Definitely. Well, no.
Styling does a
huge difference.
I don't
think it made
difference.
Him look more like a high school student. It's
made him look younger.
In All of Us Are Dead, he is playing a high school student.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what grade. And that one, even if he didn't have the bangs, I mean, he was only 20. He still looks like a high school student. It was kind of surprising me they decide not to style him with bangs.
Yeah.
I think it's because he was supposed to be, like, the hot one.
I think you're right.
Not the hot one.
Well, I think you're right.
The attractive one.
He was supposed to be the attractive one. Yeah.
Right.
The one that all the girls flocked
to. And they made a joke out of it,
exactly.
too. I'm assuming that's the reason they didn't have him with bangs.
Right.
Also because all the other guys did have bangs. Maybe they were kind of trying to change it up a little bit.
Which, well, so he didn't look boyish. He looked more of the...
Quote-unquote
manly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
made
I get
sense.
That. But, you know, at first... Yeah, right. And like you were saying, coming from the U.S., we were like, you know, that's not a middle schooler. But then when you think 16, you're like, oh, yeah, that is pretty much a 16... Like, you know, they do...
Yeah.
I think most of them were very convincing... As 16-year-olds, personally, at least. And even more than just visually, I think they pulled it off very well with how they acted. They still acted immature. They still acted their age. But then there was also times where they were acting mature.
Yes.
And I think that really, that is how a 16-year-old is, for sure, in my opinion.
They can be an adult. And in the blink of an eye, they can act like a 2-year-old.
Exactly. Totally.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Trust me. I know.
Yeah, you have.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
No, only
five,
three.
Four times.
Three that were guys.
Three that were boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at 16. Yeah.
Pretty much.
You want to be treated like you're 21 and you behave like you're a toddler.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But then the next day they are so responsible.
I know,
and
right?
So mature.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, who are you?
Yeah. And it was funny because and sometimes it is hard to guess someone's age just by their looks.
Yes.
And like where I work, a lot of teens around my age work.
Mm-hmm.
Some older, some younger than me. And like, and I mentioned this to you, the one guy I work with, when I first met him, I was 16. I'm still 16. And I met him and thought he was 17 or 18. I thought he was going into his senior year of high school. I assumed that. And I legit asked one day, I was like, oh, were you starting at 11th or 12th? He's like, no. He was starting like 9th or 10th. And I'm like, what?
And he's one of those people that looks mature.
Yeah, he does.
For his
and
age.
Also, one thing that really helps is that he's also an athlete.
Yes.
And that was one thing I just randomly, like, noted. I was like, oh, it's just like in Racket Boys.
Exactly.
How I think partly because they're playing athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not going to be, like, you know, a stick.
Yeah, they're not going to be the scrawny,
you know,
15, 16-year-old that hasn't developed the muscles yet.
Yeah, because
they're developing muscles in their athletics.
Exactly, which makes a lot of sense. And that's one thing ended up noting, like, oh, wait, that does make sense, though.
Well, think of Thaddeus.
Yeah, my brother.
Mm-hmm. He's 15.
Yeah.
And he's almost 6 feet tall.
Yeah. But he's skinny, like, so skinny.
But he hasn't started developing those muscles yet.
Because he doesn't play a sport.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And versus, like...
So he versus looks like more
Josiah,
like...
I guess.
Young
Tay. What did Josiah look like, 16? Because he did gymnastics.
He was so skinny.
He was just so skinny.
But he was all, like, lean muscle.
Right. There's... Yeah, well, yeah.
He wasn't bulky muscle.
Yeah. I mean, which makes sense for an athlete, especially. Right. And, I don't know, I just, like, randomly noted that one day. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, right, they are playing athletes. Also, athletes who have been doing it since... But I think most from elementary school, they actually started playing a sport as well. So with, I would say, pretty much all the characters, except for maybe one or two, overall, I found them very believable that they were, like, real people and also consistent.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any moment that I can think of off the top of my head that there was at one point, I was like, oh, really? Would they make that decision?
Exactly, yeah.
Never. And I think that shows really good writing.
Mm-hmm.
That you know your characters well enough to keep them consistent.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciated the fact that they showed both coaches struggling with their decisions and... how they were coaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't just do their job and they don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
They can make mistakes sometimes, which makes them more human.
Oh, of course. And also that pretty much all the characters showed some sort of character development.
Yeah.
Which can be, I can understand how that could be hard with specific shows to... show, like, oh, you need a distinct line. I'm like, you know, certain shows I can understand how that'd be kind of difficult to show it very obviously, I guess.
Or to not show it in a cheesy manner, too.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
There's a fine line between
the
two.
There is, definitely. But in this one, like you were saying with the coaches, we saw very much a defined line of their development as a coach, as parents, and, like, that kind of thing. And then we also saw it with the boys. They went from, like, you know, being like, eh, we're gonna lose every competition, to really believing in each other.
Yeah.
And we really got to see them become truly a team and truly friends and, like, it was cool to see that progression.
Yeah.
And then also with Se-Yoon and Han-Sol, how, you know, at one point they were kind of fighting, like, are you really my friend, this and that. And also Se-Yoon, like, would be slightly less stressed and kind of thinking, like, you know, if I lose, I'm freaking 16.
Exactly.
I'll have another chance.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's that kind of thing that, it doesn't have to be big.
Mm.
I don't need some, you know, the bad guy turning good kind of... I don't need that big a character development.
Or the one expression I really, really hate is coming of age stories. They call it a coming of age. So...
Right.
And often those have a big... Dramatic
event.
Right. And I think this was a better depiction of coming of age because it doesn't happen all in one shot.
No, yeah. And because it doesn't, it feels so much more realistic.
Yes. Like a real person could have gone through that.
Yes,
kind
of course. Yeah. And yes, character development, even like, you know, like real life, like you're, I guess you can still call it character or whatever. Yes, you can be shaped by big events like that, but you can also just be shaped by your everyday life and that kind of thing. And
like for the boys, they're, you know, they're, some of their big events were their competitions.
Mm-hmm, of course.
But the other events were training day in and day out with each other and living in the same house
together.
Going
to school.
Hanging out at the PC cafe together.
You know, like that kind of thing, yeah. For sure. And that is something that this drama got right.
Yes.
Is the realism aspect of it. And
the everydayness.
It's a slice of life. Yeah. It's true. It's a slice of life slash sport, if you want to put it that way. And that is a genre that me and you definitely like.
Mm-hmm.
And, but this one is not a slice of life that is, like, slow and relaxing versus, like, a cup of coffee. That is a very different type of slice of life. Yeah. Whereas this one is comedic and has, not fast-paced, but has a moving plot that is not overly dramatic, which is nice. And it has certain things that go on, like their competitions are a bit more dramatic than the rest. And
well, they made some of those
purposely
those
dramatic.
Matches that was dramatic. Funny, though. That was
yeah,
good.
And it's
good.
I think some people, like my dad, for example, if he thought when he thinks of a slice of life, he will probably think of something that's quite boring and slow. Mm-hmm. But your slice of life does not need to be slow.
Mm-mm.
It really doesn't, in my opinion, at least. So speaking of the sport aspect, you wanted to note that you kept comparing it to sport. Well, you've seen two, but like sports anime you've seen.
Yeah, specifically Haikyuu. I kept comparing it to because in Haikyuu, they take a lot of time to...
Very purposely.
Yes, to teach you, the viewer or the reader, about volleyball. So you understand the rules and the whys and wherefores. And, like, I learned about the positions in volleyball and stuff like that. Whereas this, Racquet Boys didn't do that so much. You sort of had to learn on the fly without great exposition.
Yeah.
Which is what they had in Haikyuu.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of it wasn't to teach you about volleyball and all the rules, which I think it made you focus more on the relationship aspect rather than the sport aspect.
Right, yeah. It's different than majority of sports like anime, which are like a very specific genre that do very specifically focus on, or majority at least, will focus on the sport. Like, for example, Haikyuu, which I've never seen.
It was like half and half.
Right.
It was the sport or the boys' relationships.
Right. Makes
that
sense.
That was what it was.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, like, the whole thing isn't sport, but that is obviously a big aspect of it. The only... I don't think it really... Does it even count as a sports anime? I don't know. The only one I've ever seen is Free... Does that count? Yes and no.
I think it counts.
I guess
it's
it counts.
A little less.
It's
because you don't get as much about.
Well, you do. Well, swimming isn't very complicated.
They do go into
They go into like
different
strokes and
things,
stuff.
So
yeah.
I guess it counts. Yeah,
I guess it counts. I don't know. That's the only one I've seen, so I didn't really compare it because it's not similar at all. But one thing that I noted partway through the show is that because they are not in high school, it's not quite as quote unquote high stakes as like, say they would be 18 or 19 as a senior in high school competing. That is a lot more high stakes than, mind you, these are very important competitions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but there's a very big difference when it's like your final year in high school versus you're about to go, I guess they're about to go into high school. Mm.
It's like you said about Se-yoon.
Mm.
She's, you know, she has the chance to get on the national team. Well, if she doesn't get on the national team at 16... She still has her whole time in high school to try out for it. Whereas if you're a high school senior.
Yeah.
And then,
you know.
It gets harder and harder.
Right. Even though you can.
And more competitive.
Right.
Honestly.
And even though they did mention that you can still be on the national team if you're on high school. Mm-hmm. But it's something that actually I think helped with, you know, they made some of the games purposely kind of dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did it in a very good way, though. But they didn't feel like you know, it was like, oh, their whole entire lives are up to this one competition.
And when they lost, they just lost and they moved on.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's actually one thing that it being set with them as 16 kind of helped in that aspect. I would say, at least personally, I think it did. And even though they weren't telling you, like you said in Haikyuu, didn't they have this thing where it's like one character telling another about it?
Yeah, the team
captain?
Not the captain.
Oh, like manager?
The manager. Team manager wanted to stop being the team manager. Or she was graduating.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to train a new team manager. So when this new girl came on, she didn't know anything about
volleyball.
So it was her instructing the other girls. So there was a lot of exposition.
So it was basically a creative way of telling the audience how it works.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then also the teacher that was managing them didn't know anything. Mm. So they had to instruct him as well. Okay. So there was a lot of that.
Right. And in this one, even though they did not do that, I don't think it was needed in this one at all, personally. Like, we did still kind of learn. Like, for example, majority of games, you get to 21 points.
Mm-hmm.
If you had asked me before this drama what you go to in badminton, you would have no idea. Right. But it was a sign that was very, like, I remember at one point, you know, my dad walked in and, you know, popped himself down and was watching. He was, like, on his phone or something. And he was asking about it. And I was like, oh, you know, it's at, they go up to 21 points. Like, I knew it just because of how many times they showed you.
Right.
Like, you still learned some of the rules just kind of through observation, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And I think that, and like that, like,
that was all that you needed, really.
And that was all that you needed, yeah. I didn't lose anything that, I didn't feel like I was left out because I didn't know every single in and out of badminton. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, tell me what they need to score. That's about all I need. Like, you know, the only other thing you kept asking me, I'm like, why are you asking me? I've never played badminton. Is if the person serving is the only person who can get a point. I have no idea.
Because I think that's the way it works in tennis.
Right, I don't know. I've never...
I took badminton in college.
Oh, yeah, you noted that.
So I don't remember all the rules, but...
This was funny,
in
you
college,
noticed.
It was like...
It was a PE. It was a PE class.
Bloop. It was so slow.
It was... Wait. It was every major's, like, you need a PE class.
Everybody had to take a PE class
and that
to graduate.
Was, basically, it was a bunch
no,
of...
No, actually, we had to take three.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Basically, that was a bunch of inexperienced people taking badminton.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They were taking something just to get their diploma.
Just to get that check.
Yes.
Versus this.
And so this gave me just... I had no idea badminton could be that fast.
And that's not even pro level.
Right.
I don't want to see pro
now,
level.
And you could, what was interesting is you could see the difference between the girls playing and the guys playing. The girls were faster than my PE class, let me tell you, but they weren't as nearly as fast as the boys.
And they noted that as well.
Yeah, they did.
At one point, they were training with Sayu, and they're like, is it really helpful to play off of us? And she's like, yes, because... And she mentioned, on average, the guys play slightly faster.
Right, so if she can return the guys' stuff, she can return
exactly,
anything.
Exactly, yeah. And that was something that... It's one of those, like, you know, having a drama book, whatever the heck, about badminton is an interesting choice. Because badminton isn't, I mean, they mentioned it so often, even in the drama. It's not your mainstream sport. It isn't football or soccer or
baseball.
Like, everybody knows more. Like we said,
except you.
Shut up. Okay. First off, neither of us watch sports. Period.
Like, that's not because we don't want to.
I don't want to.
If I could watch ice hockey, I would be very happy.
So, the only sport you've ever been into is ice hockey, correct?
To watch, yes.
Yes. And you were into it in high school?
Yes.
And you just haven't really watched it since then.
Well, because there was a time where I just didn't have cable, so I couldn't.
We still don't have cable.
Right.
Cable's too expensive. But, yeah.
But neither... I played softball, but I hate watching baseball.
Why?
It's so slow and long.
I've gone to baseball games, and I found it quite boring.
Yeah.
Baseball is, I still think it's still better in person, though.
Definitely.
Ice hockey's obviously better in person.
Yes.
It's always going to be.
Well, the crowd that's around you and everything. It's the experience. So your point about sports, you were saying we don't really watch sports.
I was saying that neither of us watch sports, but if you think about it, like I mentioned earlier, I couldn't tell you what they had to play to in badminton.
Right.
But, like, football, not including football, soccer and, like, baseball, I know the general idea of how that
works.
You
know that the more person with the more points wins.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about, but I know a bit more of the rules and how certain things work and that kind of thing.
This obviously was not a... high on the importance list in our house is teaching our kids all the rules of sports.
Why would that be? None of your kids played sports. Zero. Ball sports, I mean.
Well, ball sports. Well, see, all of us were homeschooled. You and Josiah did a sport.
Excuse me, I did more than, I did three different sports. Thank you. Okay.
But I was speaking mainly of Taekwondo.
Taekwondo, yes. Well, that we actually did do some competitively.
Right, right.
But, yeah, none of us play. Nobody played ball sports. Partly because we did not go to public school.
Right.
So we didn't.
It would have been, we would have had to have gone after it purposefully. If any of
I
you
played
had,
soccer
if
as
any
like a
of
five-year-old.
You had been interested in playing this
right
but
course.
None of you really wanted to
yes
so we didn't bother
and I'm saying that even though I know absolutely nothing about sports zero and have zero interest in sports even though I don't have any interest I still know a few rules for like baseball and soccer I know how it works versus badminton, because it's not as mainstream, or just not as popular, I guess you could say, I don't know squat about it. So right. I think that was an interesting decision to make as a drama. I think it's actually cool that they went for that instead of going for baseball or football. Like, so many movies have been made about
and to
football.
See the boys so... proud to be badminton players.
Yes!
It was really cool.
It was so fun. And,
and to see Haekang's, how he changed. He went from playing badminton to specifically not playing badminton back to playing badminton. And that was, like, his development.
Yeah.
That was very important.
Yeah, and I think it was kind of cool that, honestly, I don't think a lot of dramas or movies or anything... focus on badminton, so it's kind of fun to see that. So the other aspect of this drama is obviously the comedy. We picked it for genre comedy. So this one I think is interesting of how many different types of comedy they had and how a lot of them were very natural. I feel like when you talk about a comedy, like when you mention the genre, I feel like a lot of people more think of like sitcoms or something, which we've never been into. And but with this one, the kind of comedy they used was very different. It wasn't like one-off jokes or this or that. It was something that came very naturally.
Because when you think of a sitcom, I think of jokes that are inserted into the show.
Right.
So you can have a laugh track.
Oh, well, that's like talking older, like Friends.
But you
and
know
stuff.
What I mean. Yeah. Yes. Whereas this one, the comedy aspect wasn't a bunch of stuck in added jokes. It was, honestly, it was more like your comedy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Like, you just.
Like, spit something out.
Spit something out, or it's off the cuff, and some people think it's funny, and some people don't think it's funny. And it was much more natural. Mm-hmm. So it felt like, oh, these are real people that are just, you know, they made a comment that was funny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also, like, you know, they had the interactions between the boys. That was comedic. Mm-hmm. And then they had the interactions between the boys and the coach. You know, sometimes they were comedic. Right. And then you also had some of the interactions, I guess you could say, between the villagers. Like, there were multiple kinds of comedy used.
Right.
One of the things I love that they did it was that the boys and the girls too, obviously they're, you know, 15 and 16. Mm-hmm. So the internet is a big part of our lives.
Yeah.
The media references they had in lot. This yeah, drama
was great.
Were top notch.
It made it so, like, relevant.
Yeah, it made it feel like it was set in real life.
Well, set in the, like, now.
Yeah, like, now, in the current day. Like, for example, some of, like, when Se-yoon was saying she needs to do a, like, victory dance on TV, like, a bunch of the moves were, mind you, just from last year, were kind of, like, the trendy stuff that was on at the time, going on at the time, and then the multiple BTS references
were a lot of
amazing. Mm-hmm. And then also, who's the other singer?
Didn't they do some, didn't they talk about some actors too?
They might have even. Like, it was so funny to see them do references like that.
It was really nice when we got them.
Yes!
We're like, that's a reference, and we know what they're referencing.
Yeah, I know. And they legit played multiple BTS songs, and were, like, singing along to it. And another one they did, which this was just genius, throughout the show.
Oh, yeah.
So they had two different ones. One of them, well, maybe they were all ads. It was hard to tell sometimes. Like, the group was eating food. I think they're eating, like, chicken. They're like, oh, this is so crunchy and so, like, juicy and, oh, so good. And the other one's like, who are you talking to? And all of them turn and look straight at the camera, pause for a second, and turn back and continue the conversation. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, my gosh.
They just broke the third wall.
I love it. And then later on, they had one where it was the village chief gave one of the older couples this, like, joint medicine. It was saying, oh, you know, and the lady was like, oh, it's gonna be, like, you know, my joint's gonna be, like, just like when I was younger. And they all turn and look at the camera. Like, basically.
Like an ad.
This is an ad. Uh-huh. Like,
They didn't try to just rip open the coffee thing and pour it into the mug.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, the Kona coffee.
Yeah, it's made like everything.
But they didn't try and put it in there as if it weren't an ad.
Yes! They, like, purposely made it a joke that it was an ad.
Right.
Like, they're like, this is an insert right here.
Yeah.
Like, it was something that made it so funny. Mm-hmm. And with something like this that is a comedy, you can get away with that.
Right. That wouldn't fly in, like, your typical rom-com.
That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah,
whereas this one, it was hysterical.
It was,
oh, my gosh.
It was.
And then the other one I really liked was when the coach was like, oh, you guys are all more attractive than BTS. And they're like,
Don't say that.
Like, dude. And he looked straight at the camera and was like, oh, I'm joking. Like,
right.
So oh, my word. Like, those kind of things. Oh, I love when they do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, like, sometimes an ad, even in a rom-com, I feel like sometimes they write them in not even trying to hide it.
Well, I think there's a person, and that is their job.
Maybe.
They do.
Probably.
That's, okay, we watched, it was in an actual drama that somebody had that.
I don't know if that's, like, their sole job.
Not their sole job, but.
Well, what was that drama? A character where her whole thing was where she wrote, well, that's how it started.
That's how.
I don't remember.
Yeah, she was, like, at the bottom of the totem pole, and that
right,
was the job
yeah.
that she got. Mm-hmm. She had to write in the ads.
Yes.
Here's the script. Figure out how to put these products in the story.
And some work better than others, obviously, to be fair.
Yeah. Like, coffee in an office trauma, that's not that hard.
That's, you know, if they always...
Joint medicine in an office trauma?
That's that tricky. Yeah, that's so true.
Let me take this home for my mom.
Yeah, you know? Really. Like, that's so blatantly obvious. Yeah. Like, I kind of like when some... I find it funny when certain ones are obvious. Like, the one in... what was it? Shoot. Oh, it was Domino's in Hometown. Mm. That one, it was incorporated pretty well, but it was pretty obvious. I think it was funny, though. The other one was the McDonald's sponsor in Hospital Playlist. I think it might have been Hospital Playlist 2. They were all in the car going through the drive-thru.
Oh, yes.
Like, that was probably an ad, but that one was incorporated really well.
It didn't feel like an ad so much. It just felt like they were all going out and getting drive-thru real fast.
Yeah, exactly. Versus this one, they were so purposeful that it was an ad. It was amazing. So most of the comedy... me and you genuinely liked, and some of it we even were, like, laughing out loud at and, like, cracking up. Mm-hmm. Some of it because it just wasn't expected and stuff like
sort
that.
Sort of like when you met, like, crack a joke in the car or at the dinner table, and I lose it. Not necessarily because it was all that funny,
you could
but
just the timing. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And this show was very good at their timing.
Yes, it was.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there was a aspect to it, we'll talk about very specifically, that we did not like. Had nothing to do with the boys, or honestly, really the main characters. It was specifically some of the comedy, or side stories, whatever you want to say, with the other townspeople.
Mm-hmm. And this was actually the only part of the show.
Literally the only part.
That I didn't really like that much.
Yeah. So, like, one of them, for example, we are looking back, and it was in episode 9. And that was when Hae Kang and I think it was also Bong, when they were going to the junior national, like, training camp, basically. So, and their coach, obviously, the dad, like, they were all there. And so was Se-yoon. I don't know if Han-sol was there. I don't remember. And also Se-yoon's coach. So, a lot of the main characters were not, you know, you kind of split the main characters in two. You split
the whole story was, there are two different stories going on at that time. Yeah.
And they mainly focused on the junior training camp, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they decided, we want to make sure we still have the other characters in it for just a few minutes. Like, it was barely anything, even.
Yeah.
And so they had this scene where it was the, like, town meeting.
They were trying to figure out how to help their town out because they were...
Right.
You know.
Which is funny because they actually ended up also doing what they recommended in the meeting later.
Yeah.
That part I didn't care about. I didn't mind it at all. But it was so stupid.
And they were, like, growling at each other and getting up on the table and...
What
is going on?
Like,
That was...
It was stupid. That very specific type of comedy is the kind that we personally really dislike.
Right. We don't find it funny.
It's basically a turnoff, almost, you know, to have... that specific type in a drama. Thankfully, they didn't have much of that. Yeah. They had that scene, which was, I think, really the main one. The only other one that I got so tired of, mainly because it was repetitive, was the old dude that was, like, first came as a hiker, and then he came later as, like, the CEO dude. He was so... annoying. And to me, he was so over the top. Like, how he would, like, fake laugh at stuff and, like, spit on the ground.
And there's no way those villagers ever would have sat down with him after what he did earlier on in the show. No way.
That's so stupid to me. So, that was literally the only thing was some of the comedy, just a little bit of it, that we disliked, and also not majority. I'd say a quarter to half of the interactions that were solely the town people without any of the boys or the coaches or anything. I kind of, some of those I didn't dislike, but I didn't prefer. Some of it felt like filler to me. Mm-hmm. I agree with you in that aspect, that some of it just felt very unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Now, anytime either the boys or the coaches or the little sister even was interacting with some of them, I loved it. I thought it was funny.
Yes.
And I thought that was also cool to see them interacting with them. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just certain scenes between the villagers just felt so unnecessary.
Yeah. Or annoying.
Or, yeah, some of them were annoying. Like I said, with the dude who came back, like, at the very end, the CEO dude, and they were trying to sell it off, and, like...
Or the whole introduction of the two city people.
That was so out of the blue.
Yeah, there strangely was, done.
Like, I didn't hate their characters or anything. I just kind of... I just found them, they're fine.
Right.
On, like, you know.
Do you think, I just had this thought. Do you Go think that it. Was because if it focused solely on...
I noted this,
kids, it wouldn't appeal as much to adults watching it?
I think that's stupid.
So they had to put in some adult...
Like, that was so...
Adult issues?
Which, there's nothing wrong with having that in a show. It felt a little weird for a show of this genre to have it, personally. Also, how they just... See, part of it for me was that how just, like, it felt very out of nowhere. There was no slow introduction to it. It was like, boop, it's here. Like, you just got, like, it almost got dropped on you.
What did the...
When we first met them...
Oh, them, yes.
It was...
No, I don't mean just them. I mean everything that happened separate from the boys.
I'm okay with some of it, of, like, you know, they, like, mentioned some issues in, like, society. Like, I think the one that I liked that they touched on was how, you know, how people would, like, litter their town and, like, this and that. And, like, basically the struggles of living in a rural town like that versus the city.
But
I think that... I don't think that was a bad thing to add to this show because of how it was set.
That the way they went about it
was okay.
Bothered the one lady.
She was so much.
She was so over the top. Yes, I agree with you. The whole littering. Go ahead, go after that issue, but don't use this overreactive,
she was so rude,
nasty,
about it. Right.
Rude person to to address, like, the issue because then it makes her look like a problem instead of the people who are actually doing the littering.
True. That's very true. And also with when, you know, they were talking about, oh, we should sell the sweet potatoes online and this and that. I'm like, that's a cool thing to show that even these rural towns can make a living.
Right. And they can use modern
technology
to do so.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Basically, use modern technology to keep this town the way it is.
Right.
And also how, like, the whole golf course thing, I hate how they approached that and did it. It was stupid and annoying. But I don't think it's a bad thing to show, like, how people...
They want to develop the town.
That, and also how people who may be illiterate... Or in the older generation can be scammed easily.
Like, absolutely.
I think there's a lot of that stuff, I think, is make that stuff specifically that centers around the town in itself, I think made sense to include.
I just don't think I don't think they needed to put all of those issues in.
And that wasn't
this
even
show.
And that wasn't even all of them.
Yeah.
I'm saying that I don't mind that some of them were there. All of them put together was honestly a little much.
Mm-hmm. Pick, like, two issues for the for the townspeople to deal with and deal with it slowly and...
Which some they did do that. And others, it just felt... it's felt like they were trying to, what's the word? I don't know what word I'm looking for. They were like, they just wrote it in just to touch the issue.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, make it a sole part of your storyline instead of just kind of, some of it almost just felt inserted.
Yes.
A little bit. Which,
there were a couple things that were just inserted.
I literally, like, talking about society issues, I think is something that is important to have in media. That's, it's a good thing to have in media, but there's a way to go about it.
You gotta have a conversation about it.
Conversation. Sure, quote unquote. Yeah. And in a show that is focused on 16-year-olds playing badminton and their relationship between each other, it's a little weird to have, you know, the ones they specified.
Whereas the issues of the different generations.
That wasn't, Or, like the one, or sorry, so can I interrupt you?
What?
The issue of when, I actually liked how they had this one in there. When the coach was when he was talking to his friend from college, talking about how they got beat.
Yes.
That is a great issue to have in there.
Because it has to do with
the main plot line.
Sports teams and the main plot line.
Yeah. Yes. And then also they brought it up again with a coach who was trying to do it to them.
Exactly.
Which is pretty ridiculous, like they said. Like, you're going to get away with that in the 21st century.
Who do you think you are,
maybe
anyway?
In the 80s and 90s, but dude. Like, that was an issue that got brought up naturally.
Yes, and it was completely relevant.
And it was very relevant. Yeah. You know, and that sort of thing, or I could also see one they didn't have in there is maybe one of, they didn't have it too much, one of the boys struggling in school because of how much time he's commit to, or even the girls even, how much time they have to commit to sports. Mm. They said Hey Kong wasn't exactly a good student or anything. Like, right. You know, they didn't touch on that very specifically, but that one would make sense.
Mm-hmm. And they did address the whole controlling parent issue through Insole and how his dad
and
wanted
Wu-chan.
To do everything.
And Wu-chan.
The dads wanted to do everything to steer them away from sports.
So there were some issues they touched on that they touched on very well.
Yes.
Versus others that felt a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like the townspeople. Like I said, I didn't hate their characters. I just didn't think they were great characters. Right. They were fine.
They were not the best part of the show.
Yes. Some of their whole thing was like, but, okay. So, that's all the stuff we disliked about the show. So, one of the things we do really like are there are so many different kinds of relationships in this show.
Yeah.
Like, so many different ones.
How many, you listed how many different relationships. How many did you come up with? Or did we come up with?
Nine
different types of relationships.
Yes. Maybe even 10, actually. I think there's a 10th that I don't have on that specific list. So, and the main thing is that these types of relationships, a lot of them you don't get to see in shows typically.
Mm-hmm.
The shows that we, rom-coms, that's what we typically watch,
right.
Which a lot of rom-coms are set with characters that are in their 20s, 30s.
Yeah.
So, it's a very different type of show.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the first one, the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to see this between the five boys and then also the two girls as well.
And then the guys and the girls together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
or even some of the guys and their friendships with guys from other teams.
Yeah, and it was so fun seeing this group of guys and they're how close they could be.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and even at one point, Young Tae said he considered Wu-chan like a brother to him. And that was like
tears.
Oh my gosh, poor kid. And those things were, it was so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love the scenes when they were on one of those like tables. I wish I knew what those things were called that were outside. And all laying in, like, a circle, leaning against each other.
Yeah.
Or how they would share blankets and stuff. Like, that was just, like, they're just close friends. That's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved seeing that. And then another one was parent-child. So this one, like you said, they had multiple here. Yeah. Like, they had the one with Bong's family, who was, like, a big family. Big family. Super supportive parents.
Exactly.
And then with, like, In Seoul and Woo Chan.
Controlling fathers.
A bit more controlling. I mean, they, like, figured it out in the end, but right. It took a lot of understanding from both sides, really. And then you have it with the, like, Haekang and his mom. I like that they showed his real struggle with that towards the very beginning. Because that is a very real struggle to have.
Sure. Like, my mom basically left me for her career at the beginning.
Which isn't what it was.
No, but...
But that's, of course, you know, could have been what he thought of, especially growing up.
Right.
Like, you know, she's not even around, but... Mm-hmm. And seeing how they worked through that was really cool.
Or the relationship between Big Gran and her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. And seeing how close they are, really, and that kind of thing. And then also sibling.
Mm-hmm.
There was Bong and all his siblings. And then there was also the main one was Haekang and his little sister.
Yeah.
This little girl... knows how to act. She's hysterical. She was, like, sassy a little bit. Oh, my
And
gosh.
She had to pretend to sleep.
Like, every
scene. So many episodes.
It was so funny. Because so many scenes, they would show the two parents at night, but she was just, like, asleep in the corner.
Yes, it's so funny.
But I loved seeing how much Haekang cared for his sister. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, friendship-wise, how much... The other boys cared for her, like, when they ran her to the hospital.
Well, she basically became a little sister to them.
Yes, they were all her older brothers by the end of the show. And that was just so cute. Mm-hmm. Like, and also when the two girls did her hair and her nails. Like, adorable. And then one I really, really liked was the coach-to-coach.
Mm-hmm.
It was Haekang's dad and then the head coach. It was really interesting seeing how someone that is obviously his senior is teaching him how to be a good coach.
Right.
And not criticizing him when he makes a mistake. Mm-mm. And how much, like, sacrifices the head coach made. And all of that, it was, like, it was interesting to see how much... the dad really initially especially relied on the head coach.
Right. But how the head coach helped him learn how to be a better coach, not by telling him what to do.
Yes, for sure. But giving him the opportunity to figure it out.
And he really was the person that helped the coach really develop.
Definitely. I think for sure. Yeah. And also the boys, too, really did help him. And then there's the older to younger generation. This was a big one. And I think this is a big one that I'm really glad that they showed. Mm-hmm. Like, the big one was the grandmother that they were neighbors with, who had her playroom.
Right.
And at first it was, like, really sad because she made it for her grandson who, like...
Never came.
Who didn't care about living in a rural town. But how, you know, Haekang helped them with their remote and how to use their TV. And then also with, like, I don't remember who it was who showed her how to FaceTime. And then I think she would have, like, a scheduled time. She'd always FaceTime her grandson. And
we noted over and over again how it just made her so happy just to feed them.
She loved it. And she didn't even need them to make conversation with her or anything. Just having them around, I think it just brightened up her day, you know? And then also with, like, it's kind of weird. The translation, they called her Big Gran.
Big Gran.
It's kind of funny. But they threw her a birthday party. And, like, it was really cute seeing the younger generation, specifically teens especially, interacting with people who are their, like, their grandparents'
And
age.
Giving them a lot of respect.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And and also, like, genuinely helping them. Mm-hmm. I think that was really fun to see. Yeah. And then, I mean, we also saw, like, in between, like, older generation to older generation. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, between the townspeople, right. we saw that. Like, you know, the people you grew up with, known them for forever. You right. know,
you interact differently with people like that.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Another one was husband-wife, which was mm-hmm. obviously Haekang's parents mostly. And it was...
There was just an interesting
it was. Relationship. It was funny because it's because of this show's pacing. And, you know, I'll talk about that a bit later. But at first, we actually thought they were divorced. Divorced.
We didn't really understand where she was.
They did explain
it. At first, I thought she was dead.
I thought she was dead.
And then I thought, oh, okay, so she, that's his wife. Oh, I guess they're divorced. And no.
And then they're like, no, that's, they're still clinging to the, like, honey and stuff. Like, yeah. It took us a while to figure it out. Uh-huh. But it was interesting seeing how they interacted as well. And like you said, how they would talk to each other. Because they were both badminton coaches and they were both athletes, mm-hmm. like, growing up. How they talked about, you know, their struggle with how, what to do with the competitions and this and that. And then...
And that was so true. You talk at night yes. when the kids are asleep.
So true. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And that's the only time mm-hmm. you get to talk to each other.
Yeah. That's honestly so true. And then also them talking about how, you know, it, they eventually explained that the reason she wasn't around mm-hmm. was that she was paying off the their debt.
Right.
They did still have, but mm-hmm. it's because they lended a lot of money to a friend.
Right.
And even though he was the one who, like, co-signed the thing, she was the one who ended up paying off that debt. Mm-hmm. And that was something that Haekang didn't know. Right. And that's kind of why he, you know, the whole misunderstanding with mm-hmm. that. And it was interesting seeing... Also, their different personalities. They took that in a very comedic way.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of the soft one, and she was the serious yes. one. Yes. It was really fun.
He was the teary-er one.
Oh, my gosh. He was the crybaby. Yes. Oh, my word. It was so cute. I loved it, though. And he was, like, kind of cringy a little bit.
Yep.
When
yep.
she was all cool and, like, mm-hmm. sleek. And, like, and that was fun that they, you know, they didn't do it too seriously no. with those two. But they also, I think they had a pretty... realistic for the most part. Like, their, you know, their conversations at night especially mm-hmm. were pretty yeah. realistic. And then also, obviously, city folk to country folk. Folk? How do you say that?
Folk. It's hard to say it.
Well, I don't know how to say it. that one was, like we said, we didn't love that. But I think that is also one that, like, is a very specific dynamic that you don't get.
Yeah, they did show it well, you know, neither accepts the other at first
mm-hmm.
and then it's not until they get to know each other that they accept each other.
Yeah, and I also like that sure. they showed mostly the city people coming, but I also like that they showed at one point with the one grandmother, her going to the big city, how she was lost.
Right, right.
I like that they showed it from both sides with that.
And I love the cameo that...
Oh my gosh! I loved his cameo from Since the Sun. Oh my word. I was... What's really bad is I recognized him by his side profile. Like, before we even saw him, it was bad. And then second to last is coach to student.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really big one.
Yeah.
Is that... seeing how much the kids relied on the coach and how much the coach had to learn to really trust and rely, rely on the kids. And that was so fun to see them.
Mm-hmm. Like, and at first, he wasn't much of a coach.
No.
Or Haekang's dad wasn't much yes. of a coach. And mm-hmm. just to watch, like you said, for him to trust the boys...
It took was a lot. A
big part of why he became a better coach.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And then they showed that later on with Se-yoon and Hansol's coach.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when Se-yoon couldn't be at the competition, she realized how much she relied
mm-hmm.
on Se-yoon. But then... she felt awful because she realized that she didn't trust her other
mm-hmm.
Students enough. Right. And she learned how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that they showed that the coaches made mistakes, like you said earlier. That was nice to see. And then the last one I have here is the romantic one between the students.
Romantic this, with huge quotes around it. You know,
whatever you want to call it.
Romantic as it needs to be at age 16. They were
right perfect.
On the money.
Okay, here's a great thing they did in this one. So the main storyline was not the romance.
Yes.
The main storyline in this one was friendship. The boys'
friendship.
Yes.
Yes.
But how they had little snippets of Se-yoon, Hae-kang, and then Bong and Han-sol, oh dude. They're so cute.
Bong-sol.
Oh my gosh, can't even.
Look, our voices just went up an octave.
You're right. Oh dear. Our voices are too high already. But I loved seeing that it was just like little bits.
Mm-hmm. They did. And it was very high school appropriate.
Yes. These people have never dated before. Right. Or at least probably not. Nope. And they're a little nervous. They don't know how to quite express it to each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can be dating by just hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
And supporting each other and cheering for each other at competition. Like,
they don't even have to hold hands or hug or kiss anything.
But I mean, like, it was something that it felt very natural.
Yeah.
And very, like you said, very appropriate for their age.
It's very sweet.
Very sweet. So cute. Like, Bong and Han-sol, it was really funny because we kept being like, are they dating? I think they're
right,
dating.
We couldn't figure, because there wasn't a big announcement about it or anything.
I kind of loved how they did that, honestly. Because we were like, they just like had a look there for a second.
Yeah, and because that's how it would work.
Totally. Yes. And, you know, and that was something that I just loved that they did that. It wasn't the main storyline. Yes, it was, you know, obsessed with Hae-kang. It was a big one. But I loved how they did that.
Yeah.
It was done very, very well. So, at the ending, I wanted to mention that their big competition to get them into
the national team.
The national team. Yeah. Well, no. It wasn't the national team. Because he had to It wasn't into the national team.
Which one? When everybody was competing?
Yeah. I don't know what they were.
That was the NJSF.
The National Junior Sports Festival. Yes, that's what it was.
Okay, yes.
It was.
That was the big competition.
That was the big, their big, big one. Yes. Which is a fake competition. I looked it up. So the biggest thing that they did right, because what is this whole show about?
Friendship.
Is that the only reason they won in the end was because the whole team helped out.
Everybody. Not like In-sol didn't even play.
But he helped with coming up with strategy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Basically, it wasn't all up to Hae-kang to win it in the end.
Exactly.
Like, thank goodness.
Love that they didn't do that.
And also, they barely won.
Yeah.
They won by 1 point in the end.
Yeah. And it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't that they crushed their opponent and scored on them.
No.
Their opponent made a mistake. Really. He hit it too hard and it went out. That's why they won.
That wasn't a mistake. Well, yes, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
But it's that they were unexpectedly able to return that move, I guess you could say. And they weren't expecting it, and that's why it went out. Like, they didn't even score, like, you know, they didn't hit it to the other team and score on them to win. Mm-hmm. The other team hit it out of bounds.
Exactly. Because
they weren't expecting it. Yep. Like, I loved how, yes, you knew they were going to win.
Well, sure.
But I loved how they showed how difficult it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They weren't just pow-wow, you know, like, we're, you know, that kind of thing. It was difficult. And
the fact that they showed them stressed out.
Oh my gosh, they were so stressed out.
And I can remember going into your championship game. This is the last game you have. Mm-hmm. If you win this game, you win the championship. If you lose this game, you go home.
Right.
And you get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's very stressful.
That is so stressful. And they showed that really realistically. Uh-huh. But just the ending it like it was this team effort and like everybody put in the hard work was so fun. Mm-hmm. I loved how they did that, like, for sure. And this drama overall was just a really nice change of pace.
It was.
It wasn't overly dramatic. It didn't have these twists and turns. It was so realistic, in my opinion. And also, seeing this many youth actors in the same drama was awesome. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned at one point that now that we know them, we're definitely going to look out for shows that they're going to become that are going to come up that they are also in.
If you think about it, some of the actors and actresses that we really like are between 28 and 34.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, between Park Seo-joon and that and Ji Chang-wook and that
kind of group. Yes.
Well, we get to watch these kids. I can call them kids.
You can call them kids.
These kids grow up to be those actors.
I know, you know? It's so, I love that. And I mean, already the actor who played Hae Kang, if I remember correctly, he's in Move to Heaven.
Yes.
Which is
yes,
a very yes. different mm-hmm. role. And then also, like we mentioned, the actor who plays Bong, he's in All of Us Are Dead. Very different role, very different genre.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool that they're also doing different genres as well. They don't just have to be the innocent little kid. No, they can be more than that.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to see all of them in other shows, definitely. So, our overall rating out of 5, we mentioned this earlier, is
4.5.
4.5, which is a very high rating.
It's a very high rating.
The only reason it didn't get that 5 out of 5, I'd personally say, is because of the small things here and there.
Yeah.
Basically, some of the townspeople scenes that we didn't prefer. Right. I just think
there was nothing about the badminton.
No.
And the relationships of the boys and girls. Nothing about that we disliked.
Nothing at all. Uh-uh. And that is something that it could almost get a 5. It's just like, that.
We just couldn't quite.
I know. Yeah, it was
But that's because we don't prefer. Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, partly the comedy.
I think other people wouldn't
mind
it. And
I just get really annoyed with that. Those kinds of characters. Yeah,
and I think other people wouldn't mind it as much as we did. Exactly. I know some other people really wouldn't care or might enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And that's perfectly fine. It is, I mean, this is obviously our personal opinion.
Obviously, yeah.
But this is something, this is a drama I would totally recommend to someone.
Absolutely.
It's a easy, it is long, actually, for, it's what, an hour?
The episodes are long. Some of
what
them.
What would you say is the typical length of them? An hour 15 was pretty typical.
Typical, yeah.
Like, pretty average, I'd say. It's not that long a drama, mind you. It's just a little bit longer than it was.
It's longer
watch.
Than... The episodes were longer than I had expected.
Yeah, I didn't... we had no idea they were that long going into it. But this is one that I would totally recommend to so many people. Mm-hmm. It is a very easy watch. Yeah. You can just, like... And, you know, they have, like, the cliffhanger of, like, did they win? Did they not? Like, but it's not, like... You know, did they die? Did they
exactly.
not? Like, it's not that dramatic.
No.
One thing that I think we got used to it very quickly, that some people might not, is the pacing of this drama. We noted that it was semi-similar to how some scenes in Hospital Playlist did it.
Oh, you mean as far as the scenes, the ending of scenes.
Some scenes, I mean, obviously it was very purposeful. They did not end the scene.
Right.
They just skip to the next scene, and you
You picked up by context how the other scene finished.
Right,
like, who won the match? Well, we don't know, but it just sort of came up in conversation.
Exactly, yeah. Which was an interesting choice. During the time, I didn't mind at all. The only time it got really confusing was with the mom. We were very confused. That wasn't pacing-wise. That was more just storytelling, which is two kind of different things.
Yeah.
is that they didn't blatantly mention... Basically, they didn't blatantly mention so the audience knows.
Uh-huh.
You had to figure it out from the context.
Exactly.
Which was very confusing until a good few episodes in.
Right.
That's one thing I wish they'd explained earlier. Hopefully,
even just a little bit.
Could be very little. Like, it doesn't have to be a lot. But other than that, I didn't really care. And honestly, them not showing the end to every single match, certain ones I actually kind of like how they did that. It made it so that this scene wasn't overly dramatic.
And they didn't, some matches they didn't even show at all.
Which are fine.
Yeah.
We didn't need to, really. Right. And I think that helped it not feel too dramatic, for sure.
Or too sports anime. Where you see every single match.
I'm okay with it being very sports anime. I mean, nothing wrong with that, you know. So overall, we loved this show.
Yes.
I would love to see another show that's similar to this. This is a very unique show, though.
See, usually you don't like... You don't go after the school setting shows.
Because I don't...
Like
the... I'm tired of...
High school drama.
No, high school drama and romance.
Mm-hmm. But that's not what this was, which was nice that it wasn't about...
I know.
About misunderstanding crap that happens in high school.
Yes, yeah. Like, you know, specific ones that I've seen, which are usually typically either anime or manga, where it's like some high school romances are really cute that I've seen or read, and then others, certain parts are really cute, but then, like, usually it's, like, a nasty girl because she didn't get the guy.
Oh, my gosh,
and I'm like,
yes.
Get over it. Like, see, or, like, the, in, what do you call it? College. Gangnam. There were some, like, rumor things going on in that. And some, had a dramatic girl in it as that was super petty. Yeah. I'm like, get over it. Like, I do not like mean girl plots. I can't take them.
Yeah.
They're just annoying and frustrating, and I don't like it. I find it kind of a turnoff when they have that. Where this one, they didn't have that at all. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
And that was something that was very refreshing to see. Like, they did show that the boys were still a lot of time made fun of that they played badminton, which is a shame.
Yeah,
like, dude, chill. And, you know, they show that bullying happens, and it's freaking sucks that it happens.
Yeah.
But they didn't have that, like, a main plot line.
Yeah.
I'm very glad. So, yes. Love the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd rewatch it. I don't know if it's very rewatchable. I don't think so. But I'd love to see a show that is set in school without that.
Which is more focused on friendship.
Yes, I love school.
Yeah.
I love ones like that.
Like,
what were you going to say? I was going to say, like, an anime I'm currently watching. Explain, what's it about? Anime? Drama?
I can't say it without giving away the plot, so.
Just tell me the...
It's the anime where she goes back in time. They go back in time to prevent the suicide of their friend.
Oh, wow. You just spoiled... Oh, I know exactly what
Well, that's the whole point
about.
Of what's...
Orange.
Orange. Yes, and that's all about friendship.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good one.
The one I was going to say, I'm currently watching it, the cutest thing ever, Laid Back Camp. It's about a group of high school girls who go camping.
No, oh, yeah.
That is the entire plot. Like, you know.
Yeah, we don't need drama, conflict.
Like, yes.
To make it interesting.
Exactly.
Some people do. Some people find it boring without all that conflict.
Which I understand that. Like, you know, it was something
I wouldn't want every show to be like that.
I don't. I can't handle that. It gets too much after a while, honestly. So this was something that, like I said, it was a very nice change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I like having that change of pace. I like having, like, a show that doesn't feel semi-similar to all the recent ones I've seen.
A show that felt refreshing.
It felt like a new concept.
Like,
I will absolutely love your stereotypical rom-com. For example, Business Proposal.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, I'm not saying it's generic in any way. It's just that it had a semi-predictable plot, but was it absolutely enjoyable? Yes! Sure. Super enjoyable. Really liked the show. But every now and then it's fun to watch something like this that yeah. has a different type of plot yeah. like that. Agreed. So, we loved this show, obviously, as you can tell. And we will... Oh, what's our next watch? Did we decide? Huh? Crap, what's our next...
Well, this was... This is like Korean. 2 weeks later. I don't know. We haven't decided.
Okay, so either it's gonna be Put Your Head on My Shoulder from Thailand or Mismatched from India. It's gonna be one of the two. We haven't decided yet. We forgot. So keep an eye out. I'll be posting it on Instagram yeah. start of October, which one we're mm-hmm. gonna be watching next. So we hope you guys enjoyed us talking about this drama. We'll see you all next time.